WMFO Medford, good afternoon everyone. Back in the station, back here in Tufts. And hopefully I've got this thing set right. It says you're supposed to be able to turn the automation off, but I don't see a big stop button. So hopefully it will work. Last time it didn't. I'm going to close. Well, let's see. All right, and it's not letting me log in with my new password, so I don't know what they want from me here. All right, so we'll get started with some, we'll get started with some music. Why not? Let's see, we got this. Oh. Thank you.
נושאים עיניים אומרים יפה את כמו תמונה כמו שמש בין ארבעים וכולם פורסים לי רשת וכולם רוצים רוצים אך אני רק מבקשת
Okay, the wonderful, amazing Ofrachaza. This is from a Putumayo release, a compilation, Jewish Odyssey, and the song is Rachamim. And we opened up with Atzilut from their release, Souls on Fire, Music for the Kabbalah, and the song was Tiferet. So some of you may know that my teacher, Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, left this world 27 years ago. And in the Jewish tradition, we commemorate the day of their passing. We call it the Yortzeit. So there's a number of different events happening. I know on Thursday, the Carlbach Shul in New York is featuring a kumzitz with Yehuda Green, who is an incredibly wonderful, gifted singer. In fact, I think I have some of his, I'll put some of his on in a bit. Let me just see, I was trying to share with you, on Sunday there's going to be trying to get the Wi-Fi here. Okay, except here we go. Okay, connect to the network, and then this will open up, and it'll give you the information. I think it's on the web. It'll be Shlomo Carlbach and Zalman Schachter. They were two of the shluchim, the people that were sent out from the Rebbe, and, okay, so I don't want this. This is, I don't want all of this. All right, we got the connection. Now maybe I can get, okay, here we go. Reb Shlomo and Reb Zalman, an extraordinary friendship. And it's, let's see if it gives me how to connect up with this. I think if you go to the web and you go to Ohel Shlomo, O-H-E-L Shlomo, you will find it. Or also on Facebook, I think you're going to be able to find it. So anyway, I mean, if you just Google Shlomo Carlbach, your site, you will definitely find some things. So let's see, we have something to share with you. Let's see, doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Wait, germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you could touch, keeping them clean, protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society and the folks here at WMFO Medford. So I'm at Tufts University, and we have an absolutely gorgeous day. It was beautiful last week, too. We really lucked out. I think it's going to be gorgeous tomorrow as well. And then it's going to start to get to be more seasonal temperatures. But right now we've got 70-something degrees, I think 72, 73. And I hear it might go up to 78 tomorrow. If you are a baseball fan, you're having a good time with the Red Sox. They're 2-2, and tonight we'll see what happens. So that's exciting. And also, if you're a Pats fan, well, they're playing, so that's all good. And I think the Celtics are playing. There's so much going on in the sports world if you're into that. It's really cool. So as I said, Shlomo Carlbach, it's his yahrzeit, so I'm going to play some music from him. I'll be playing quite a bit today, and sharing some stories about him as well. So I believe this is what I want. Yeah.
I know. Yerushalayim Shabbos Kodesh Chol Ve'anchileinu Hashem Elokeinu B'yavov Rotzon Shabbos Kodesh Chol Ve'anchileinu Hashem Elokeinu B'yavov Rotzon Shabbos Kodesh Chol Ve'anchileinu Hashem Elokeinu B'yavov Rotzon Shabbos Kodesh Chol
Moshiach ben David bin mit you Yavai veigoleinu
Ani Moshiach ben David, we need you. Yavai veigoleinu.
So that's Yehuda Green, and he is the one who's going to be leading the Kumsitz on Thursday night from the Karlbach Show. So I want to read from the Chol Chevra. This is from quite a few years ago, 2012. This is an annual booklet that's put out to commemorate Shlomo's Yahrzeit. This is something by Leah Golem, Tying Our Souls Together. Learning with Reb Shlomo was always an incredible experience. No one had ever challenged my mind and my heart at the same time so intensely. What a combo, mind and heart, always flowing in and out of each other's grasp. What is more intense, that sharp, clear intellectual insight, or that sweet, warm feeling when your heart is lined up with your soul and you are exactly where you need to be at that exact moment of revelation? Ah, what a beautiful idea. I feel like Reb Shlomo let some of us actually breathe in his Torahs and music and inspiration, as if it would just get in like photosynthesis. It is clear and clearer to me that throughout the life of Reb Shlomo, Hashem sent down the people who needed to be around him. How incredibly cool would it be if we all could also see how much we are all connected to each other. Many, many years ago, some of us were together with Reb Shlomo and signed a Keter HaKadosh. I can't read it. Okay. It looks like we tied our souls together in this world and the next. So it was a contract, a spiritual contract. Did we even think about what we were doing? Reb Shlomo definitely did. He kept saying no and no over and over. But then one night, after a long time of Mikhail nudging him, we were at the Ramada Hotel, I think, and Reb Shlomo began to write it on hotel stationery, and then we went to the hotel. Don't remember if we signed and then went on or went to the hotel and signed it. That's the Holy Wall in Jerusalem. Then with laughter and song, we were there a bit. What an awesome thing to remember. I can almost feel myself there right now. Mikal was a baby, and I was wearing her in a front pack. Michael was there and some other folks. To this day, I think about how connected we all are all the time and how much we forget that over and over again. Maybe you never met Shlomo, but you truly know how much he is saving your life over and over. So let's be together. Let's daven for each other, pray. Let's forgive each other. Let's not keep it in. Let the love come pouring out. That is one of the deepest lessons Reb Shlomo gave us. So much loving. I never, ever heard about Hashem loving me until I met Reb Shlomo. He changed my life. He keeps changing my life every day. I am learning over and over to live my life through the lens of the Torah, through the lens of mitzvot, through the lens of Klal Yisrael, and through the lens of my heart. May we really get to see Mashiach before this Kol Chevra gets published. Now, how cool would that be? This is Leah Golem's writing in Tying Our Souls Together. Very beautifully written, actually. Okay, so where do I want to go next? I think to this one.
Shema Kol Eilei.
Okay, so there is a very special concert coming up on October 25th at Symphony Hall, and this is called Our Will to Live. This is with Yo-Yo Ma and the Terezin Music Foundation, honoring the legacy, inspiring new voices. Mark Ludwig is the executive director of this organization. They've put on wonderful events. So there are a number of people that are going to be involved. So Yo-Yo Ma is going to appear virtually, performing a surprise selection he chose specifically for this concert. Nathan Meltzer is performing music by Erwin Schulhoff and Robert Dauber. There is Annette Miller is going to be narrating Hans Krause's Wunderbar Suite with Stephen Lipsitz, conducting members of the BSO, and also the Brookline High School Camerata. Rochelle Walensky, who you've seen on TV many times talking about the COVID, she's accepting the Terezin Legacy Award at the dinner following the concert. And more, Coro Allegro performs music by Victor Ullman, and that's going to be coming up next year. And Terezin Music Foundation, commissioned by Sivan Eldar. Survivor Simon Grunsky is performing with the BSO members. So it's going to be quite a gala event. I hope to be there. Again, this is October 25th at Symphony Hall. If you want more information, you can go to www.TMFGala.org. The phone number is 857-222-8263. And it says that your ticket order supports the Theresa Music Foundation concerts, commissions, recordings, and publications, and Holocaust and genocide education programs. So there's going to be a YouTube concert film option also. Okay, so let's see if we can get this on. We are going to listen to String Quartet No. 3, Opus 46. It's composed in Theresa in 1943.
Thank you. Thank you.
So a little bit more information about this recording. This was this CD is a live recording of the November 4th, 2002 benefit concert in the Spanish Hall of Prague Castle. The program features a mix of Czech and American composers, reflecting the rich bonds of cultural exchange between our two countries. It's a tribute to the legacy of the artists imprisoned in Terezin and the spirit of the Czech people in overcoming the tragedy of these recent floods. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. So the Hawthorne String Quartet, who are playing on this, is Ronan Lefkowitz on violin, Halden Martinson on violin, Mark Ludwig on viola, and Sato Knudsen on cello. So it says that in August 2002, floods swept through Prague and much of the Czech countryside, causing considerable damage to many cultural treasures, monuments, and precious archives. The village of Terezin and Pamatnik Terezin Memorial Monument were among the sites most devastated by the floodwaters of the Elbe and Eger rivers. As the waters receded, Terezin Chamber Music Foundation director Mark Ludwig visited Prague and Terezin in the late August 2002. Deeply touched by the destruction and loss, he enlisted the support of the U.S. State Department to produce a tour of concerts in Prague and Terezin. Together, they designed these concerts to spread awareness of the great and urgent need for relief and to raise funds to assist in the restoration of the cultural legacy of Pamatnik Terezin. Mark Ludwig produced these performances, or three performances, by the internationally renowned Hawthorne String Quartet in Prague Castle, the Spanish Synagogue, and in Terezin. Thanks to the combined efforts and Ambassador Craig R. Stapleton and U.S. Cultural Affairs Officer Christopher Madura and their staff, the Terezin Chamber Music Foundation was able to raise over $20,000 in restoration funding for the Pamatnik Terezin. It was a great honor to receive the honorary patronage of President Vaclav Havel for this endeavor. Really quite an undertaking. So we heard music from Victor Ullman. And also on this CD, there's music from Josef Suk, Hans Krasa, Gideon Klein, and Daniel L. Post. So, I mean, this is a way of having their music continue to live. Unfortunately, they died in the Holocaust. So, okay, this is WMFO Medford. We're live at Tufts University. This is The Voice Mobile, and I'm your host, Joyce The Voice, still getting used to being back here after this long hiatus due to the COVID. So there's some information from this wonderful website, Israel21stCentury.org, that I want to share with you about the Dead Sea. Apparently, there's a big problem happening there. So this is interesting. Hundreds of people undressed for a nude photo shoot last week to bring attention